Hi there, welcome to episode number 18 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. My name is Sandra Mateo Iori, I'm a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. Remember, you can always send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You can remain anonymous if you want, or you can share your name, your business, and your website, and we'll be happy to share with our listeners. We also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free private Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout, where we provide you with inspiration, support, and knowledge to build a successful fashion business. So look us up on Facebook, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. So today is episode number 18, and I want to talk about, are you really committed to your goal? So I wanted to talk about this topic because sometimes we think we're really committed, right? We're doing all the right things, we're following this plan. However, the goal is not being accomplished, right? We're not moving forward as fast as we want to. It seems like we've been working in this goal forever, right? And I want to make a disclaimer. What I'm going to share with you here today has nothing to do with, you know, not following the plan to the T or that kind of thing, because I always say that, you know, I support, you know, listening to your intuition, I support doing what feels right, I support, you know, having that flexibility to have the plan, but if you feel something really strong, or you notice an opportunity, or you feel like, you know, I this is part of the plan, but I think it's not right anymore, I need to change it, to be flexible enough to go ahead and do that. And proof that that is the right way to go is that, you know, it always is expansive, it always takes you to, you know, it advances you, it takes you to a new place. It's not about not doing something most of the time. Sometimes it might be not do this, but do that. It always has some action. So I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about here today is the sabotage, the things that, you know, you look at the results, and even though you're working hard, even though, you know, you're putting everything in your planner and you're following this plan, the results, you know, they reflect back at you that, you know, you're not moving forward as fast as you would like to. Maybe you said, I'm gonna do this week, and the whole week goes by and you didn't do it. Or, you know, I'm gonna do this month, and the whole month goes by and you didn't do it. Or you've been working on this goal for the whole year and nothing really has happened yet, right? It's not going as fast, it's not, something is not finished, you can't get yourself to do X, Y, and Z. So there's millions, right, of reasons of things that could be happening behind the scenes, but you know, I always try to make it very simple. So I'm just gonna divide it in three things, and that are gonna help you recognize, am I really committed to my goal? Is it really, you know, what I'm doing? Is it, am I all in? So the first thing is, sometimes something feels hard when it really isn't. So let me give you an example. Maybe you are filling out an application, right, for something, for an event. You're gonna participate in this event, maybe in a summit, you're gonna promote your product or your services, or maybe you're about to finish a specific product, right, designing it or something, and then something happens at the end, and it just, it's like, oh, now I can't finish, this is gonna take forever. And it could be something as simple as, you know, you're filling out this application and then you have to submit proof of something and you upload the file and it's like, oh, we don't accept this kind of file. We need this kind of file. And then in order for you to share that file, you have to download an app and change the file. And you're like, oh, I can't do this. I'll finish tomorrow. And really, if you think about it, it's not that hard. You've spent 3 hours already putting this whole thing together and you're not going to take 5 or 10 minutes to just download an app, change the file, and upload it and be done with it, right? Or sometimes, you know, you are doing something for a long time, and then something small at the end happens. You have to make a quick phone call, right, to finish something. They ask you some information that you don't have it, that maybe your assistant has, or someone in the company, and you just really, with a 5 to 10 minute phone call, you can solve it right then and there. But it feels so hard. So when you feel so hard like that, and you're almost about to be done, it's sabotage. You're sabotaging yourself. And what I do in these cases is I ask myself these simple questions. I just stop for a second and ask myself, is this really a big deal? You know, is it really a big deal? This little file I have to send, this little question I have to ask, this little change I have to make. Sometimes for me, for example, I'm designing a printable and I've been all day working on the graphics and everything, and I'm about to hit publish. And then there's something like I noticed that a word was misspelled, for example, and I have to go back and change it. I'm like, oh, and I'm so tired and I don't want to do it. And you feel like you want to stop. But really, you spend the whole day working on this project, and it would really take you, you know, 15 minutes max to just go back, you know, fix the grammar error and just upload it again, create the file again. It's not really a big deal. So ask yourself, is this really a big deal, or I'm, you know, just going crazy? The second thing you can ask yourself is, how much better am I going to feel after this? So if you get to that point, and then you don't publish that thing, you don't fix that little thing, how are you gonna feel? You're gonna feel like a failure. You're gonna feel like, oh my God, I spent the whole day doing this and then I didn't even get it done, right? But if you do it, if you take the 5, 10, 15 extra minutes and you do it, then you feel so accomplished. You feel so empowered. You feel like you did something that day, right? And the other question you can ask yourself is, would this take me further? So, you know, if I do this, you know, gonna be done with a new product, right? Or I'm gonna have submitted this application to be in this event, and now their ball is in their court, right? Or I finally send that email, so I'm just waiting here now for them to respond. So these are three questions that they always help me. Sometimes I use one of them, sometimes I use three of them, depending on what the situation is. But, you know, ask yourself, is this really a big deal, or can I just solve it right away, right? Or how much better am I gonna feel after I take this little action? Or, you know, would this take me further? And something I heard from Abraham Hicks, from Esther Hicks, a long time ago, was she said that, you know, that feeling that we have sometimes, that, you know, we're feeling sad or we're feeling depressed. For example, people who are stuck at a 9-to-5 that they hate, right? And they have this feeling that they're feeling terrible and miserable, is because they're not doing what they feel they have to do, right? Like, they know there's more in life for them, that there's more that they should be doing, and they don't do it. And that feeling of knowing that there's more out there, that they should be doing something else and you're not doing it, that's what keeps you miserable. And I feel the same applies to us entrepreneurs in our everyday things. And we just think, you know, it's something so trivial, like finishing this little thing here or taking a little more time there. But think about it. It's that you know that you can fix it and you didn't do it. And that's what makes you feel bad. So in order for me not to feel bad like that anymore, I try to think about it, ask myself these questions and be like, seriously, if I take 5 or 10 more minutes and I can be done and feel great and move further in my business and get this done, why wouldn't I do it, right? So that's one thing, when it feels hard, but it really isn't. Then the second sabotage thing is, some, you know, I group three of them in one: excuses, rationalization, or complaining. So sometimes, you know, we have excuses, we make excuses, right? Like, oh, it's because I don't have this app, or because I don't have this software, right? Or I don't make this money. Or rationalization, for example, you know, this person has this list, right? This big list, I don't have such a big list, right? You're rationalizing, or maybe you're complaining, this person actually has the same exact kind of business, the same exact kind of list, and she's making all this money and I'm not making any money, right? And you're complaining, right? Or you're complaining about, you know, every time I try to do this, then it doesn't work out, right? And all of this, all of them, the excuses, the rationalization, the complaining, It's just really fear, and it's fear of you not being enough, having enough information, having enough, you know, providing enough value, which is all not being enough, right? So I ask myself, when I bump into any of these things, when I recognize that some of this stuff is happening, I ask myself, am I enough? Am I offering enough value? Can I solve this problem for my customer? Am I helping my customer? Am I helping my customer go from this place to that place with this information that I'm putting out there, with this course, with this product, with whatever it may be? And the answer, 99.9% of the time, is yes. So when you know your worth, when you know that what you're doing is valuable, that is helping your customer, all of this stuff doesn't matter. The excuses don't matter, right? I don't have the right software, who cares? The message is gonna get out there with a different software, right? Right now, the one that I have right now, anyway. You don't have a huge enough list, right? Well, it doesn't matter. I have 10 people, and you know, my customer might come from those 10 people, and then they'll tell more people, and then more people would find it. And the better job I do, the more they'll tell more people, right? So, all of these things just fall apart when you really know that you're providing value, that you have enough, that you are enough in what you're doing and what you're providing, and just excuses, the rationalizations, the complaining, it all disappears. So that's another great way to deal with those. And then the last one that I wanted to share with you of sabotaging yourself is the one that is tricky, the most tricky one, because these are the ones that you can't tell that are happening. Sometimes you're doing everything and you're like, Sandra, you know, I don't really make excuses, I don't rationalize stuff, I don't complain, you know, I go all in and I do everything, take the extra 5 to 10 minutes to finish whatever it is, right? But there's something that is happening that I don't know what it is. It could be in here. And this is when, for example, like I said in the beginning, maybe you have something in your calendar, right? Or you know, you're writing down your goals, and the end of the week comes and then you didn't get it done. None of those days, the whole week went by and you're like, man, I didn't do this and this was so important, right? You get busy with other stuff. You don't make it a priority, right? And if you're doing everything right and you're still procrastinating somehow, there's something happening behind the scenes, right? And something we always think about is, if you knew that it was gonna work, wouldn't you do it? Right? If you knew that if you put that product out there, that course, whatever it is, and you're gonna get X amount of money, wouldn't you do it? You would, right? But sometimes we know and we still don't do it. Or sometimes it happens all the time that, you know, we do something in social media, or we do something with an event, we have an experience with a customer, and something works really well, and then we don't repeat it. We don't do it again. It happens to us all the time. So what's happening behind the scenes that we go back to a pattern where maybe things are not working out that well, and then we go back instead of just embracing that and just keep doing that? So, you know, what is happening here is that sometimes we have these voices in our heads that we're so used to them, right? They're so logical, they're so rational, that we think it's not sabotage, that we think it's normal, that we think that it's just, you know, being a logical person. Something like, you know, I really don't know the pricing because I don't know what my customer would like to pay for this, or I don't know what the market is asking for, or, you know, asking yourself, would people buy this? Is this a right time to sell this kind of thing? Or, you know, the thing is, I need a bigger audience. And everything sounds so logical and so rational, and that we don't think that it's sabotage, but it is sabotage, because if you think those things, then you don't move forward. If you don't think those things and you don't pay attention to those things, you don't care, you keep moving forward and you get it done. So I was listening to watching a video of Carrie Green from the Female Entrepreneur Association, and she said something that clicked for me, and she was saying, are you all in? So, for example, you want to accomplish your goal, right? But at the same time, you think you can't do it. And I was like, wow, that's true, right? You think, you know, I want to do this, I want to accomplish, but I don't know enough. or I want to do this, I want to accomplish this, but is this good enough? I want to accomplish this and stuff, but is the price right? All these questions. And you know what I noticed is that the committed part of it, right, that committed part that we were talking in the beginning of the podcast, includes this, includes having you know, another version of ourselves, a higher version of yourself, if you want to call it that, or your guardian angel, or having a lawyer in retainer, whatever you want to call it. Defend yourself, right? Defend your point, defend your value, defend your knowledge, defend you can do it. Because sometimes what happens is we are so used to those voices, and they sound so logical and so normal that we just let them talk to us. And I think the challenge here is, you know, not hearing them. Sometimes we're like, we don't pay attention, or we think, oh, it'll go away. No, it's having that conversation and being like, when he tells you, like, you know, maybe you don't have such a big audience yet, and like, it doesn't matter how big that audience is, right? Even if I have two people, those two people could be my customer, right? And just changing that conversation. You don't have to be hateful, you don't have to get angry, but just answering that question, because there's two versions of you inside. There's the version that is supporting it and the version that is not supporting you, right? There's some people say it's the present you and then your higher self, or some people say is the negative voice and the positive voice. Some people say, you know, that they put it in cartoons, the devil voice and the god or angel voice. So you have to get in agreement. Something is not clicking, you're not in sync. Part of you is saying I can do it, the other part of you is saying not. And if you keep having that fight, if you keep having that situation, it's not gonna click and it's not gonna happen. So you have to make it sync. You can't just ignore it, you can't just leave it there. You have to have the conversation and move on with it. Because the more you have those conversations, the better the conversations will turn, and the more empowered you will be. So, and the more aligned, and the things will start to happen, because finally you are really going to believe that you can do it. You're going to be in agreement with that higher part of yourself, higher version, whatever you want to call it, and go ahead and do it. So whenever you're having those things happen behind the scenes and you don't even notice, ask yourself, what are the results that I'm getting? You know, if something is getting put off, right? If you're not doing that thing that you put on your planner, if the goal is not getting, you know, you're not getting things done by the time you say you're gonna get them done, what's happening? You ask yourself, what's happening? And then the answer will come. Oh, it's because, you know, I didn't have enough time. Well, why didn't I have enough time? If I have this block, that block, that block. And just start having those conversations and just answer like, yeah, I do have enough time. Yeah, it might not be the you know, maybe you want to do it a certain way and you can't do it that certain way yet. And so be compassionate and be like, okay, I can't do it that way yet, but I can do this. The thing here is moving forward, getting in agreement with yourself, and getting agreement with the part that says I can do it, and not with the part that says you can't do it. Because if you keep listening to the part that says, that negative Nancy, that negative person that says, but this, but that, you're gonna stay in that place. It's kind of like, you know, those people that you have in your life that sometimes you don't wanna tell things to because they're gonna bring you down, for example? Don't have that inside of your head, right? When that person comes to you and they tell you that thing, you have to respond and you have to tell them, yes, but this, and tell them the truth. Tell them the truth in your head. I'm talking about the person in your head. So I think this is really helpful. I think getting in agreement with that part of us that says you can do it, you're great, you have this knowledge and everything, it's the way to go to get things done. And I hope that these questions that I've shared with you help you fight all these different things. If you have any questions at all, please share them with me. I'll be happy to help you out. And this is something that happens to all of us all the time, and that we have to be aware, and that we have to keep fighting the fight to move forward. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that this was helpful. If you like the podcast, please let me know. Send me an email, a message, or share it with someone who might like it too. Also, if you have a moment, please subscribe to our podcast to show your support. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Bye, guys.